We love local music on Namibia's heart and soul. It is Waters with Na Enjoyment. It is a beautiful Friday morning, actually. Time is exactly 12 minutes past 9 o'clock. Man, at this point, I'm tired. I'm hungry. I cannot even see well. But it is time for us to have a conversation with our spotlight for today. Did mention just a little bit earlier on that we are having a conversation with someone very interesting. A man that has a lot going on in his life. A man that you probably want to get to know in terms of just really knowing who he is as a person. That's what I mean. He is the Jägermeister brand ambassador and also an award-winning photographer in Namibia that has definitely built somewhat of a really strong brand in this market. Agushto, how are you doing today?
I'm fine, yourself?
I'm good. Can you please speak into my mic so we can actually hear you?
Oh, wow. Sorry. Am I getting tracked already?
Are you? How are you doing today?
No, I'm good, man. How are you? You all right?
Oh, I'm good, I'm good. Okay, so the mic is there, you speak into it, and we hear you're good.
I'm not a rapper, so...
You're not a rapper?
I'm not used to this.
You're not used to this? Wait, what?
No, not at all.
Okay, cool. So how has your week been, man? How has the week been for you?
Hectic. It's always hectic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always have a lot of stuff happening, especially with work and peak season. So busy.
Is it? What was the most heartfelt thing that happened to you this week? Something that made you smile?
Well, so we're working on this project with work.
Okay.
It's called Manifesting Greatness.
Okay.
So we kind of like invite prominent individuals or people who did something for themselves, mm-hmm. and you just want to celebrate them.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
called Manifesting Greatness. And I put this event together so well. We invited the likes of Yeezer, Castro, Waters.
Yeah.
And it was a taste. So it was bunch of creatives from different...
sort of like spaces.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And then it went well. Everybody showed up. Everybody loved it.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you're always busy up and down. I actually did see quite a few snaps, so to say, from the event itself. So what do you think went right about that event? I'm asking as if I'm like your manager and you got to do a post-mortem report for me. I'm just being silly, man. Don't worry.
Yeah, no, I'm wondering
what
went well. Everything went well. I mean, like, nothing went well.
You guys had oysters. Y'all are fancy.
Age, man, you know it's Nikla. He always comes through with the best food ever.
Yeah, yeah, that's
one
true,
of
that's
the most
true.
Prolific cooks.
Yeah,
or chefs rather. So you can't expect any less than from him.
Mm.
Yeah.
So we want to get to know who Agushto is, right? Is that how you pronounce your name? How do you pronounce your name?
It's Agushto.
Agushto.
Yes.
Ugh, fancy, so bougie.
It's not me.
Tell us what best describes who you are as a person. If I had to ask you just three words that best describe the person that you are, what would they be?
I would say I'm like a creative entrepreneur.
Okay.
And a creative overall.
Mm.
Basically, that's what I'm known for. That's who I am. And that's how I describe myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where did you grow up?
I grew up in the dusty towns of Oshakati.
Oh, you're from Mtata.
Yeah, I'm from East.
East, you know? Okay.
It's East and West, so like we're the Eastern guys.
Okay.
Yeah, but like I grew up in the North.
Okay.
My whole life, actually. I schooled there from grade 1 until grade 12.
Okay, where were you schooling? Where were you in primary school and high school?
Oh, damn. You really don't know that.
I really do.
Yeah, so grade 1 to grade 5, I was at Okanjangedi Primary School. And
I know where that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then 6 to 7, I was at Ahenye. And then high school, I went to Mushpandega.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What prompted you to come to Windhoek then? Also, when did you get to Windhoek?
We're done with high school. Everybody wants to go to uni.
Yeah.
Get that paper and then get the money. Mm-hmm. And then get married and then get a house.
Okay.
It didn't really go well like that.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, sure. So I had to come study. So I came to NUST.
What did you study?
I did public management.
Is it?
And urban development, yeah.
Oh, so, okay. So why aren't you in that space?
I don't think there's jobs there for us, eh?
Is it?
No. Check, we tried after uni. We graduated,
mm-hmm.
we got the paper, but we couldn't get the jobs. So the next best thing was to actually dig into our creatives. Inner creative spaces or whatever.
True,
it is.
Entrepreneurial.
And then we never looked back from there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Quickly tell me about your upbringing, man. How was growing up in Oshakati like? And also, how was it just, I don't know, like your family home? How was that?
I grew up in a very comfortable house.
Okay.
I mean, my parents are married and they're still married now.
How long have they been married for?
They've been together since the 80s.
Since forever?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, yeah, so I've known them to be that ever since.
Mm.
But yeah, growing up in the north, I mean, for me, it was very comfortable.
Mm.
People say it's rough and whatnot. I think maybe I'm just from the right hood, I had the right parents and the right guidance. Mm. But it was pretty normal for me.
Is it?
Yeah.
How's your relationship with your parents today? And I ask this question because, you know, a lot of the times when we grow up, we now are our own people, which is very important.
Yeah.
But like, you know, having a relationship with our parents gets a little bit easier the older that we get, hey? What is the last conversation that you had with your parents like?
They're always comfortable. Mm. Mostly we speak about, you know, it's personal stuff or it's the kids are calling in like, yo, I quickly need this and this. Can you please send this? How much money did you send to mom? I'm like, why?
Yeah,
because she said the rest of the money is for something else.
For something else,
you know, but like it's very different. It's very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Just to have like, you know, that grown up conversation or you're speaking freely because
you
know, this is all love between the two of you guys. But I have a very healthy relationship with both of my parents.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm just a bit distant from everybody else. Like, so we speak now and then.
I mean, but I think it comes with adulting, hey? We all just have a lot of things going on.
We're a little bit too busy, to be quite honest.
Yeah,
you're juggling 8 to 5 and then you have like something happening after work. And
true.
You know, you got to like still instill knowledge in yourself.
Mm.
So it's quite a lot.
Is it?
Yeah.
A lot going on. So what is some of the things, and I'm going to emphasize a little bit on your parents, hey, because they make up who we are as people.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that your parents have taught you growing up that you feel have made you the man that you are today?
I think the few lessons were always to know where you come from,
mm-hmm.
always know who you are, know what your boundaries are and stuff like that, and mm-hmm. always respect people.
Yeah.
And also have respect for yourself. So when you kind of have that guidance that guides you, it kind of like speaks to your conscience as well in every decision that you make. I think those are the few stuff that actually, like, you know, still carry me until today.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're getting into the space of being a creative. I'm gonna get back to that.
Yeah.
Just hold that thought. You getting into the space of being a creative, how exactly did you unlock that for yourself? Was it a situation where you're constantly on Instagram and there's certain aesthetics that appeal to you? Did you do a course for it? Or just like, you know what, I'm just gonna invest in a camera and just see how far I go? How did you become the photographer that you are today, or the creative that you are?
That's actually, it's broader than that. So like, I always had like,
We have time.
I always had like, kind of like smartphones back in the day. Like,
you had a good upbringing, clearly.
Yeah, like, I mean, like your E250s, your Samsung razors and whatnot, your LG cookies.
Damn, so, I never had none of that. What was your first phone?
What was my first phone? It was like this Motorola that looked like a calculator. Like, it's long.
Okay.
I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, but like, I had the Motorola, but the one that kind of looked like a mom roll.
Oh, that.
I don't even know what they call it.
I couldn't get that because apparently it was way before my time, so.
Don't do that.
Sorry.
I'm not that old.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's move on.
Cool.
I'm going to come for you.
Yeah, but anyways. So, because like, I think I always had an eye for good stuff and whatnot. So, like, with these phones, I like started like taking a few shots in high school and whatnot, and I came to uni. Obviously, that came with access, like having an iPhone.
Yeah,
so I used to take photos with my iPhone 4, 5S, of the clouds and stuff like that. My friends would like make fun of me.
Mm.
But I think towards 2016, I bought my first camera ever, like when I graduated.
Okay.
And after that, I just started shooting.
Mm.
And the first thing I started doing was actually like taking shots of like streets and people.
Yeah.
I used to have like a thing called Faces.
And okay.
I just used to shoot
Faces. Tell us about Faces. Like, just random people on the street?
Yeah. So I used to go to...
kind of dope.
I used to go to like coffee shops a lot when I didn't have a job. So I'll go sit there and like, I'll just take pictures of random people like, oh, hi.
Mm.
Like, I like your face. Can I take a picture of it?
Yeah.
And I'll post it. I think it's one of my first images, if you go look on my work page.
So you still have it?
I think I still have
it. Okay, the photo booth on Instagram. Check it out, yes?
Yeah. Mm. So, yeah, that's where it started. And after that, I started going into events and whatnot, and I went to corporate. And, yeah, but, like, at my peak, I would like to say, I think I was more focused on events because that's what, like, the niche that I had, nobody else was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to claim it, but, I mean, if there's somebody else who did it, they can always come and then we can
show
compare.
Show you the receipts.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but, like, that's what I started doing.
Mm.
It was... I was self-taught from...
Are there any photographers out there that actually inspired your art?
In Namibia?
I mean...
Generally.
Generally, yeah.
Like, there's a couple of guys. I didn't really grow up, like, with a lot of people shooting, apart from the likes of Nessie. Studio 7.
Yeah.
Manya, Milky Way.
He's also, oh, yes, yeah, yes, he's true,
he's,
too.
He's really good. Mm. And then there's, like, new kids like Leo. Like, bro, the guy is sick. So he's kind of, like, taking the trophy now.
The space now, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, Zendrick Zaga from South Africa, and there's also Mini.
Okay.
Mini photographer from SA. Those are the two main guys that I actually like, you know.
Mm.
Kind of like this. We shoot almost the same stuff.
Okay.
I like the aesthetics. I like how they edit and how they actually made it. They made a life out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but yeah, there's a bunch of guys that...
There's a bunch of guys.
I can't think of off the top of my head, but yeah.
So, what really inspired you? Or not even that, actually. Somewhat of like, what inspired you to take your art into building the brand that it is today? Because, you know, I say this because, like, you know, the other day we're having conversations with my girlfriends on our WhatsApp group, and then we're just talking about, you know, doing a photo shoot for something that we're working on, and they were throwing names around.
Yeah.
And yours was thrown like probably 3-4 times.
How
did you build that brand for yourself?
I don't think it's something I thought about.
Mm.
I know when I started, like, oh yeah, those are great images and stuff like that. People like will buy canvases of the images I took
when I
travel and whatnot. And then eventually it just became a thing. I started shooting, I started getting hired and whatnot. But I think after the awards or something of that sort, I kind of like, you know what, I can actually make a whole living out of this. I can be someone, and I'm very, like, you know, I'm business savvy.
Mm.
So it's like, okay, cool, I can make this a niche. And that's how we kind of like transformed the photo booth into this. I was not always alone. There was somebody else that you used to like run the business with.
Mm-hmm.
But kind of like separated because we had two different ways that we thought.
And like, visions that you wanted to
build. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Mm. So I went on my own and then, yeah.
Here you are.
Never looked back.
Never looked back. Yeah. Award-winning photographer and also the Jägermeister brand ambassador. He's still in studio with us. We're going to continue this conversation on the other side of this, but... Family is really important to you, right?
It is. It is.
Hold that thought.
Hide and seek.
Make me lose my breath, make me water.
And that is Tyler with Water, and she's really done something special with that song. She is one of our own, and I say this because, you know, anything that happens in South Africa is... equivalent to us. So yeah, she's one of us, and she is really, really going around doing amazing things, and we love to see it, man. Come on, Colored Child, you can do it. Okay, time is exactly 9:29. We are still having a conversation with Augusto. No, I said that wrong. Say that again.
No, it's Augusto. You're correct.
Why do you guys do that?
Do what?
Say your name again.
Augusto. That's how you say it.
Okay, that's how you say it. But what I mean to say, like, why do you guys do that? It's just a lot of Mongolian people that I know speak that way. Like, when you say your name, I don't know when. You know what? Let's move on.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's move on. Let's talk about your Jägermeister gig or your serious job, so to say. Hey, how did you get aligned with the brand?
Okay, first and foremost, that's my 8-to-5. Please respect it.
Okay, what should I say?
I leave the brand new, like, you must go like, Jägermeister, pew, 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 you know?
Okay, wait.
Yeah.
Let me do that again. All right?
Yeah.
So in case you just joined us right now, we are having a conversation with the Jägermeister brand ambassador. And you know what? This man is in the space of doing amazing things. He lives the brand. He breathes the brand. He is the brand. I'm taking that $200 note on your phone.
There you go.
Because I did a good job.
That's for my taxi to go from here.
No, of course not. It isn't. So tell us how you actually aligned yourself with the brand.
So I've always wanted to work with Jägermeister for some odd reason.
Okay.
As I said, I used to shoot a lot. And one they had like these, they were doing setup at Kasi Vibe. And they needed a photographer to shoot the artists and their setups and all of these things. So a friend of mine, like my current boss now, by then... like, okay, cool, I'm looking for a photographer. And then Chorus comes and like, yo, this guy is one of the best in the country, so maybe I'll allow him to shoot.
Yeah, yeah.
I started shooting for them, and she loved the work, and she said, like, you know what, you are the main Meister of photography in Namibia.
For the brand. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I can, like, join the Meister network, that's what we call it.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have, like, different people, like, Script is a Meister.
Yeah, yeah.
Jaren France are Meisters.
Spooza
is a Meister.
Spooza is everywhere with your brand. I feel like even in his sleep, it's just there next to him.
We love him for that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So, and after that, like, you know, there was a position that came up, and it was Jägermeister brand ambassador.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we already used to do the work together. I used to shoot for them. I understood the brand.
Yeah.
I must admit, like, then I just kind of took the opportunity, and then, yeah.
Is it? Yes. What do you love the most about being aligned with the brand, or actually even living the brand?
You know, it's a very interesting brand to work for, because first and foremost, it's international. But what I love about it is that there's like an actual connection between the brand and the people. I don't know if I can explain it to you, but every time somebody takes a Jägermeister, you know, it's always that thing of like, you don't want to take it alone, you want to take it to somebody else. And there's always like that sort of like family aspect.
Get together, aspect have to a good time.
100%. Best night of your life. And then that's our tagline, obviously, but every time you take it, you have the best night of your life. But yeah, it's a very family-oriented or friendship-oriented kind of brand. And there's a lot of room for growth. You learn a lot as you go as well. That's a few stuff. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to go back to, because we're running a little bit out of time. So I'm going to go back to a question that I asked you a little bit early on when I said that family is really important to you, right?
Yeah.
What do you remember mom doing on a Saturday morning when you were growing up?
Apart from her, like, coming in my room and waking us up.
You had your own room? Dang.
Well, me and
you had it so good.
Me and my brother.
You and your brother. And okay. Brother.
Yeah, I mean, like, it was always one of those things, like, when your mom comes in the room, it's like, knock on the door. It's like 6 in the morning, go rake the yard, go scrub the walls and stuff like that. But I think that was true love for us. I mean, like, she was teaching you that you need to have responsibilities every single day of your life, and you wake up and then you know exactly you need to take care of yourself, or you need to take care of something. But right after that, you know, she would cook a very hearty meal in the afternoon. And
what is her favorite dish?
Oh, my mom is Angolan, bro, so she cooks
everything. Okay. Everything spicy?
Not everything spicy. I have a very weak tummy, so I can't do that. But she liked doing this thing on weekends where she wants to cook cabbage soup.
Okay.
We hated it because...
Yeah, no. Why? It's not my favorite.
Yeah, but...
She paid the bills and bought the food, so you ain't going to tell her nothing. What do you call mom? What do you call mom at home when you refer to her?
I call her Mamai.
Mamai.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's basically just mom.
Agosto. Eis um filho especial. Eis um presente que Jeová me deu e uma benção. O fruto...
Just made on the street.
...de existência.
Do you know what this is?
É um prêmio.
Yeah, that's my mom's voice.
Estarei sempre ao seu lado. Aconteça o que acontecer, minha mão estará sempre pronta para levantá-lo e meus braços para abraçá-lo. Serei sua força nas fragilidades e a sua segurança nos momentos de dúvida. Eu serei sua espada e seu escudo, porque você não escolheu ser filho, mas eu escolhi ser mãe. E uma mãe é para sempre. Obrigado. Tchau, filho.
You're gonna make me cry.
No.
Where did you find my mom at?
We met on the street.
How did you find
and
my
I
mom?
And I was like, you look like Augusto.
It's no way.
And she's like, yeah, he's my son.
No ways.
So your mom actually wanted to be a part of the journey just to remind you how much she appreciates you and just wishing you nothing but the best. But quickly tell us exactly what she said.
I actually can't.
You can't?
No.
I have to
call and like ask her to translate.
To translate everything for you, okay?
Just, basically, she just, you know, she said she's proud and like the journeys I took.
Yeah.
She's always, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, like, I didn't expect that, so obviously I'm a bit emotional. I have to go call her after that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you actually did mention, and I actually did tell you why, that there's going to be a reason as to why I asked you, you know, how much family means to you and so forth.
Yeah.
So we also have some other people who came through that just wanted to kind of pour into your cup today. Because, you know, like you mentioned earlier on, we get busy with life, right?
Yeah.
You're going around and you don't necessarily keep in touch with certain people in your life more than, like, you should.
Yeah.
And it's okay, you know? But these are still people that love us.
Yep.
Ne?
Hello, brother. Just a small short message of encouragement, you know, to let you know that me as a big brother, I'm very proud of you. You know, I've seen how you've studied your photography and how you've pushed it, you know, from the humble beginnings. I mean, from shooting birthday parties to, you know, weddings, and then to music videos and now big gigs like you are doing, you know. I remember, I think sometimes back you were did shoots for AKA
that was Major. And
all these other big guys. Just want to let you know that, I mean, I'm proud of you. Just want to encourage you to like keep pushing, you know, keep doing what you do best, and to let you know that we love you.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
where do you get these people from?
We really appreciate what you are doing for yourself, and we just want to let you know that we are really, really proud of you. You know, growing up, these are some of the things that we don't really get to say to each other. You know, mm-hmm. growing up in black families, it's you know, it's a bit. We're not brought up in that way, but as for me now, so for where I am now, so I just want to let you know that I am really, really happy. Yeah, and just keep pushing, and also never forget to keep praying to God, you know, to keep you pushing, and yeah, I wish you all the best, my man.
Yeah, that's sweet. That's the most
okay
heartfelt thing my brother ever say to me. It's because I'm not there. I'm not in his face. He was gonna tell
right?
me, gonna tell me, oh bro, I love you. Let's go.
Let's go. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah, so that is your brother Paulo, right? He's your older brother.
That's my older brother.
Yeah. How many are you guys?
We're actually six.
Okay.
We were seven. I had like a older sister, but she's late now.
Mm.
But we have like, we're six. We have one sister.
Okay.
She's like pretty young though.
Is it?
Well, not young, young. She's like
how old
high
is she?
School. I have no idea. She's born in 2007. I don't know why the math is. To be quite honest.
You don't know, when is her birthday?
She's born in August the 25th.
I feel like you're making it up, but I believe you.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you're not?
No.
So you have another brother as well, hey? Who is after you.
Yeah.
What's the difference in age?
Dapaj, I'm 93, he's 95, so like he's a year, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, hi, well, hi Gusto. This is Dapaj, your brother.
I
have a lot to say, but... I'd rather make it short. Alright, so first of all, I would like to express my gratitude to you for the vast amount of sound counsel you gave me to your younger brother. I'm forever grateful. Your guidance, your support have helped me to progress towards accomplishing my life's most important objectives. And you've also provided supporting every step of my life. I'm grateful to have that and have you. Looking at the back, we've come a long way, man. from fighting as kids to amusing each other as adults. I mean, I love you, my brother. I mean, we've lived together for 10 years.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how we managed to tolerate one another, but
yeah, I mean,
it is what it is. For the amount we've been together, me as siblings, there are downs, I mean, there are ups and downs, and here and there. However, we managed to tolerate our bullshit together.
So, yeah, I mean, it's sometimes a reflex. And what is your relationship with your brothers? Because they genuinely really just wanted to let you know today that they love you, they care for you, and they want you to win. How did that make you feel?
I mean, like, I always knew that, like, they're always in my corner. We have, like, support for each other and stuff like that. But as I said, you know, I'm not really, like, an in-person person. I'm always busy. I'm always doing something. So I'm not really, like, close. We are close, but I'm always with them. So they're more together than I am because, hey, man, I got to do this. I got to push. I got to, you know, I'm always looking out for the next best thing. And sometimes now we forget that people actually, you know, they love you. They care for you. But like that was very heartwarming, actually, to actually hear them say it. Because as we say, the way we grew up, it's like slightly different, you know.
Yeah, you guys absolutely.
You guys love each other, but you guys are all boys and stuff, so it's, you know.
Yeah, toughen up.
Yeah. It's the man of the house. You
okay,
know?
Oh, everybody, come on.
Everybody's fighting for their own you know, position, but as we grew, kind of like ventured out into our own different stuff. I mean, my brother is now married. My younger brother moved to the north now and stuff, so we hardly see each other. So that was something actually.
Okay, but
but I love them too.
So you're not mad at me?
Oh no.
Okay,
it was a cute gesture.
So why were you so anxious about this interview, by the way? So just to give you context, he was so anxious. He walked in and he just can't stop drinking his water.
I'm a very nervous person. I'm a very shy person.
Okay.
I just know how to hide it very well.
How to be deep, but okay.
I don't like surprises. Is at it? All. No.
Okay, so I'm glad you at least appreciated this one and actually received it. But Augusto, we've run out of time now. I wish we had more time, but we don't. Thank you so much for your time, genuinely. You are someone who's really doing amazing in so many different spaces. We see you, we recognize you, and we just wanted to celebrate you today.
I want to say thank you very much for having me. I love the surprise, by the way. Actually, that meant a lot to me. Mm-hmm. And thanks for the opportunity to speak up my life in general and then just, you know, tell everybody or anybody who's listening out there that, you know, your dreams are valid.
Absolutely.
And if you actually focus enough, everything is achievable.
Mm.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So this conversation will be up on our website. It is freshfm.com.na. Also, Augusto was live on Instagram. You better save that video. So that they can go watch it.
Leo wants me to save it, so I have to.
Okay, please do. Yes.
Are you a musician?